I wasn't selling enough over the internet to do more than clear my operating costs. I thought I could do more if I had some help, and so I talked to my cousin Jeremy about joining me. Merrill offered to pay him, knowing that if he did, he could use Jeremy to keep tabs on what I was doing with my business. Jeremy and I began putting in long hours together. After a few weeks, Merrill decided he wanted more bang for his buck with Jeremy and decided that we should go to Caliente, Nevada, and manage a motel that he owned. He said we could work on websites at night when we weren't cleaning rooms or managing the motel by day. Merrill's motel was in financial trouble, and he was afraid he'd lose it if he didn't take drastic action. I wasn't sure Jeremy would be willing to make the move to Caliente. This was more than he'd bargained for when he agreed to work on the website business. I told him exactly what Merrill's motivations were, and to my surprise, Jeremy agreed to work with me there. I had an ulterior motive. If I ran the motel in Caliente, my children and I would be out of the house for substantial periods of time. I knew Merrill and Barbara were thinking that if I went there, it would get me away from my children, but I'd never agree to that. They thought I'd never take my children with me, but they were wrong. The first week that I went, I packed up everything for my four youngest. Betty was refusing to come, but I knew no one would touch her if I left her at home because she was clearly her father's favorite. Arthur was going to be working on a farm during that summer of 1998, so I knew he'd be safe. I drove out there with Patrick, Andrew, Luann, and Merrily. Jeremy and I worked nonstop on cleaning up the motel, which was infested with roaches and scorpions. The linens were filthy and the rooms needed repainting, but I didn't care. We were safe and out of Colorado City. My newfound freedom energized and stabilized me. I felt happy in a way I had never been since I married Merrill. I was alone with my children, or four of them at least, and we were making it. I was exhausted, but I was not under Merrill and Barbara's domination and control. By the end of that summer, there was a net profit of $60,000 that enabled Merrill to pay off past due bills. The motel was shining, the tourists were happy, and it was clear that the momentum we'd generated for the business was going strong. Now that Jeremy and I had the motel up and running, we were going to focus on our website business. That would be impossible for Merrill or Barbara to sabotage. It would truly be our own. As summer ended, Jeremy left for a 2-week break, and my sisters came to stay with me. We were going to clean the motel from top to bottom in preparation for the slower fall and winter season. I was cleaning the north buildings when a man walked over to me. I didn't like the looks of Jason the moment I saw him. There was something creepy about him. He told me he needed a place to stay on a long-term basis. I said we didn't have anything available. Jason told me his girlfriend had kicked him out and he was desperate. He was tall and muscular and willing to work in exchange for any kind of lodging. I sent him away. He was back the next day and asked to speak to the owner. His eyes were shifty and his manner abrasive. I told him the owner was out of town, but Jason kept hanging around, driving back and forth past the motel. It seemed like he was sizing things up. I didn't trust him. When he saw Merrill's truck outside 3 days later and saw Merrill talking to me, he put two and two together and decided Merrill must be the owner. He asked to speak with him. Jason had a real sob story. He told Merrill he'd been sleeping on a bench in town but got so dehydrated that he ended up in the hospital. He was willing to do anything if Merrill would give him a chance. Merrill found a broken lawnmower and asked Jason to fix it. He did, and then went on to mow the lawn around the motel. Merrill was pleased, hired him, and told me to give Jason a room. I protested. I told Merrill I didn't like his looks and didn't want to be alone with him at the motel. That was a mistake, and it was the kind I usually didn't make with Merrill because it was like throwing blood in the water for sharks. Merrill now had something that made me uncomfortable. He reveled in it. He told Jason to call him each day and discuss with him the jobs he was going to do. I was pregnant with my 7th child and wretchedly sick again with morning sickness. I knew Merrill cared little about me, but seemingly he cared nothing about his unborn child. A local police officer showed up at the motel the day Jason was hired and asked to speak to Merrill. His voice sounded urgent. He had seen Jason at the motel and told me he needed to speak to Merrill about him. They talked for a few hours.